ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds of all ages, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Blurticorn Speaks podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Angie and Montel.
And we are back, everybody. We're back. What's going on? What is up? Hey, how you doing today?
I'm well.
All right. See, y'all have missed us. We are in 2024. We are still the same. Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Montel.
And it's your beautiful black bibliophile, Miss Angie, the foodie. How you?
Welcome back, y'all. 2024. We are back. Goodness, y'all. It's been a journey. 2023 didn't end well for your boy in a lot of ways. And I know I know Angie probably has some challenges, but y'all, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I hope y'all are well. Me, Miss Angie and myself, we wish y'all the best 2024, because trust me, we're going to rock with this just like anything else. But we're not going to take too much time. But Ms. Angie, how has your 2024 been so far?
It's been okay. I can't complain. You know, we're 21 days in, no major setbacks.
Knock on wood. Damn, I ain't got no wood around.
I ain't got no wood.
Wait, hold on. yes, I'm glad I got wood. So I'm happy. And not the regular wood. Y'all are nasty. Stop that.
No one thought that. No one.
I'm sure there's at least one person. Don't do it. Okay. We ain't got choir members in our audience all the time. Okay.
Can you please bear with me, you guys? Montel and I are both working with new equipment, and I'm having some sound issues. So if I'm really loud or really low, just,
you know what?
We're trying to tweak it out.
Don't. First of all, you sound amazing, okay? We're going to put it out there straight. I had to upgrade Angie. Angie has been ride or die with me since we started this. And I love, but her microphone needs to be upgraded. So I had to forward the blessing because someone blessed me and I blessed her. So we both sound amazing now. That's all we have to say about that. And we're coming through y'all through StreamYard. So look out later down the line, because Miss Angie and myself, we're going to be doing more for the podcast. We're going to be doing things with the podcast and just growing a little bit more. We're going to be putting out episodes every 2 weeks, because life be lifing. But we always want to make sure that we are coming to y'all and having that commentary y'all come to love with us. So without any further ado, shall we get into the speak out, my dear?
We can.
Well, you already know the rules.
You want me to go first?
You know the rule. You know the rule. That's how this works. You always go first.
You know, my speak out for the first episode of 2024 goes to you, Montel. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, sweetie.
You know, so we both kind of missed a lot lately. You guys know that Montel was ill some weeks ago. He likes to advertise his shit. I was ill as well.
Wow.
not to the extent that Montel, I don't want to take anything away from you. So, but you know, I'm very quiet, very private person. So I had some issues that I had to deal with, and Montel was very supportive during that time. Especially because we had some special episodes planned. Our annual Christmas episode, we had our New Year's episode, our year in review, which we're going to try to do for you guys today, that we couldn't get to because I was not physically able. So, you know, thank you.
Well, I told y'all, and y'all have known by now, Angie is one of the most amazing people in my life. And whenever she goes through anything, it's a victory. Or otherwise, I'm always going to be there. And she was there for me. She checked up on me and make sure I was okay during my little episode. Boy, can I call it an episode? It was more like a mini-series.
Yeah. I kind of felt bad because I, you know, couldn't come and visit. But at the same, I didn't want to you know, expose you to the world.
No, you're fine. No, you are fine. No, I tell anybody, I don't expect a lot of people visiting me when I was in, but the love was there. Yeah, and that was all that matters.
Right.
That was all that mattered.
And also, Montel gave me the coolest Darth Vader. I had actually saw it in the store. And, you know, I didn't get it because I don't know if y'all know, I'm real cheap. And
no, not at all. You.
I'm really cheap. And I usually budget everything. So if something's not in my budget, I'm not an impulse buyer. I will look at something. I will window shop for weeks, days before I actually decided to go get it. And I was going to purchase it and I put it back because I had some big ticket items to get as Christmas gifts for family. So I was pleasantly surprised that it was in my bag of treats that Montel had to leave on my door because I was
COVID
sick.
Bitch ass. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, because I was sick. And my son was like, he ain't even knock on the door.
Nope. I was like a thief, except I was returning shit. It's like, I don't want this anymore.
So yeah.
I had to do the stealthy delivery because when she told me she wasn't feeling well, I like seeing Angie's face whenever I give her anything. But she couldn't. So I said, all right. So I just dropped the bag off and I just... Yeah. Zoomed out of there. Yeah. And I if y'all don't know by now, if you're listening to us for the first time, welcome to the Blurred Corn Speaks podcast with Miss Angie and myself.
Hey, one thing you learn about you? Angie. How you doing?
Yeah, y'all better hang out with us. One thing you learn about Angie, she is a Darth Vader stan. Big time.
Yeah.
So for me, it's so easy to shop for her because I'll find something out of the ordinary that is Vader-esque.
He's my second husband.
I don't know if he knows that yet, but
we're not gonna tell him because I don't want him to take shit out on Tony. Oh, you know.
Shit. Never mind. Thank you for that speak out though, love. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And my speak out is actually twofold. First, I want to speak out to Miss Angie here because even though she was going through her own thing, she still took the time to check up on me and see how I'm doing. And the intent and the heart and the love is there. And if you don't have supporters, if you don't have a crew or anything like that around you, then you're going to be missing out on life. And she's been there, especially for this beautiful thing. 3 years we've been doing this and hopefully go on to longer. So, my dear, you get the first half of the speak out. Thank you. Thank you showing that love and being my first podcast partner. Oh my gosh, I appreciate you so much. And I want to speak out to everybody during my time of being infirmed that visited, showed love all through IG and everything and Facebook, y'all, phone calls and text messages. Everybody's like, yo, Unc, you good? Hell, am I tell you? I ain't gonna lie, I didn't like being in the hospital. And the stay ended up getting extended, but we'll talk about that a little bit later, maybe. But I was able to recover, took a little longer, but during the whole process, everybody was just so kind and loving and just appreciative. And even got reached out by people who I don't normally hear from. So that lets me know that folks was really praying for me. So thank y'all. Thank y'all so, so much for that. I appreciate that. Yay. All right, so let's get into the download because, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. You already know the deal. You know how this works.
So,
here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to our social medias, but I finally took the plunge and I bought a console. So. Yes. So my Christmas gift to myself was a PS5. Unfortunately, when I got it, I was too sick to play.
She told me that. I was like, wait. I said, how's it going? I could hear it in her voice. I ain't been playing and I've been sick. Wait, whoa.
I haven't had time. And I still, like, I tried to schedule, like, time to play my place. Because I have to learn the controllers and, you know, I'm not going to tell y'all that Sydney picked up the damn controller and was flying through the fucking game like she had been playing. She's like, Mom, are you stuck? Let me get you through. Here, let me show you. You know, and I'm like, I need to do this myself because I have to learn. You know
what
I'm saying? I
love that little girl. I swear. I love her so much.
And she's
just
like, I think I could do it. Let me see. So.
Did she do it?
Absolutely. And I'm just like, let me make you your own damn profile so you can stop playing my game because
I don't need to see what you're doing. Okay.
Right. Because David and my wannabe son-in-law it was like, no, we're not gonna help you because you need to figure it out. You're not gonna learn if you don't figure it out for yourself. Sydney was like, fuck that. Give me that control. Hold my beer. So I don't have anything to report on my gaming console update.
Give it time.
I have, you know, thought about streaming to let people see my progress from start to, you know, from, you know, as it progresses. I don't know. Right now, I just don't have the time. Mm-hmm. For that, because I have so much going on at work. Maybe this summer when, you know, y'all know I'll be in the streets. I'll be for the streets in the summertime because I don't have no kids. My son's graduating. So
okay.
I'll have three adults. He just turned 18 in December. Adults. And then, you know, my baby would be gallivanting with her daddy all over Wisconsin. So, you know.
That's technically as four adults the way she's acting now.
I may have more time, yeah. So, but for my mobile games, as you all may not know, I haven't been playing Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I haven't played it in months. Like, I was just like, why am I logging in? Why? Like, what for?
You don't have the love. Didn't have the love for the game anymore.
No,
just
I don't.
Bored? Oh wow!
It just bored, stagnant. You know, it just wasn't fun to me anymore. It was mundane. So I would, you know, just log in, do my dailies. It just, you know, it was so difficult to say that I've been playing this game so long. You know, I didn't have a Galactic Legend. I don't have a Galactic Legend, and it takes so much time for me to get to where I should be, being that I have been playing so long.
Right, right.
But I did put the game down for a year. So I put the game down for a year plus and then picked it back up. No longer playing Raid, Mirrorverse.
The scale back is real, ladies and gentlemen.
Really, the only two games I play is the Looney Tunes World of Mayhem and Marvel Strike Force. And I just added Monopoly Go. So if y'all friends with me on Facebook.
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah, it's a time filler.
I have standards. I'm not doing it.
Well, I joined it because my son needed to get something in the game. And in order to get it, he had to add people. Mm-hmm. And it had to be like new people that hadn't played before. So he sent me his, you know, link so he could get that, whatever the fuck he said he needed. I don't remember. Looney Tunes World of Mayhem is getting a little bit difficult. So... you know, I don't know if you guys remember a few months ago, I was like, yeah, you know, I get all the characters when they come out. No, not anymore. Because these motherfuckers be wanting 8,000 toon pieces and a bitch don't have time. I don't have time to sit up and try to grind for 8,000 pieces.
Damn.
Especially for characters that are not in use. Like, some of these characters that, you know, like, Liberty Lola? Like, what the fuck? I haven't even seen her in play in the game.
It sounds like they're making up shit. They sound like they're making up shit. That's
it's Lola styled as the Statue of Liberty, and I think they did that for July 4th. One of them damn holidays that, you know, the colonizers celebrate. But anyways, so it is, it's pretty fun, but to me now it's getting a lot like Marvel Strike Force, where you have characters that are locked behind a paywall. Mm-hmm. You can only get so far free to play until you have to spend money in order to unlock the character. And it's pretty dumb. So, you know, Scopely, gonna be Scopely. As far as the Marvel Strike Force, I mean, it's the same. I'm still grinding, still trying to build my characters up so that I can upgrade my, get a full big boy Apocalypse and to enter Dark Dimension 6. I haven't even started because all of my 23 characters have to be at gear tier 18. They're releasing tomorrow, I believe, level 100. So now I got to upgrade all my damn characters to level 100. And it's not hard, you know, because I'm basically an early in-game player. So if I just do my regular, my Crucible, my, you know, live arena, in my dailies, my natural grind will get me there. I don't usually go out of my way to increase my levels. So, you know, so right now, that's what I'm doing. Marvel Strike Force. My OG, Looney Tunes World Mayhem, that's the one that broke me into, got my feet wet into mobile gaming. And
okay.
And now I almost bought Diablo 4 on my PlayStation. I was like, what? Yeah, bitch.
Oh, come on. I would love to talk with you about Diablo 4.
How? When I don't even know how to use my damn controller. So,
well, I need you to learn. I didn't say it was going to be a jump right into that. Like,
PlayStation has like this little tutorial game that you can play through to get there. And I've been doing my research. I think the game that I purchased to start off with, even when my son saw it, he was like, yeah, this ain't a good first game. But he was happy because he wanted to play it.
So does David have a PS5?
David has his own PS5.
Okay. So that means yours is sacred ground now. You don't have to worry about...
Well, I had it downstairs, and so everybody was playing it when it was downstairs. But then when I was really, really, really sick, I asked David to bring it to my up to my room so that I could play it. The idea was that I would play it in my room and I wouldn't, you know, contaminate anybody. But yeah.
No,
I'm gonna dust it. I dust it, you know. When I do turn it on, I can't only play for like 5 minutes before Sydney's come in. And are you stuck? Are you stuck now?
I ain't gonna lie. It's awesome that she wants to help you out, because it's like, look, I don't need my mama being behind because my brother being, you know, being the way he is. So, you know, I'm gonna fix this. Mm-hmm. So appreciate you.
So, yeah, that's my download, you guys.
Okay. All right. So my download is, I have no updates for Diablo 4 because life has been lifing and I really haven't been able to sit down and play like I want. The only game I can really genuinely dedicate time to has been Marvel Snap, and Second Dinner has stepped up their game. They have been they've been balancing the game more. So a lot of the same cards that were causing me issues before, not so much. But let me tell you, I have been on a streak, y'all. I have been on a streak because I found the perfect combo for me.
So for you.
If you're for me. And I'll tell you why. Because I had to. Everybody that I've ever played, I've watched what they've used in the order that they put the cards in and say, okay, this will work, this won't work. And it's been trial and error. But the one thing
is that Snap. I'm sorry. This is
Snap. Yeah, it's a Marvel Snap.
Okay.
If y'all are if you're not familiar with Marvel Snap, it is a mobile card game that was created by Second Dinner using Marvel characters, and it's incredible. It's incredible. Angie has played it a little bit. I don't know if she still played. Do you still play?
No. Honestly, the only time I will open that game is when we record.
Oh, God. And case in point, ladies and gentlemen, that's what she's doing now. I appreciate you so much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's okay.
But, okay, perfect. But the areas have been getting a lot better, too.
Okay.
And they're being crazy and being ridiculous. But the combo that I came up with that I discovered is Wong, Ironheart, Odin, and Mystique. Now, yeah. Mystique is dope. Okay, so
that's quite an eclectic group.
It is. You would not see them in real life looking at each other going, "Well, I suppose I should team up with you when the universe is at stake." Bitch, just do the damn job. No. So here's the breakdown really quickly. Okay. So Ironheart will give +3 to two random other cards on the field. And that's a reveal. So there are two effects. You have on reveals and ongoing. Hers is an on reveal. You have Wong. Wong, when he is on the field and he activates, on reveal effects activate twice. With Mystique, when she is put on the field, if the last card has a ongoing effect, she copies it. So in the case of Wong, he activates twice. So with Mystique, she copies Wong. So basically, things can happen four times. Odin, he activates any ongoing effects again. So.
Dirty dog.
But you got to play it. You got to play it right. In the meantime, during the time, I will take that nigga move. I don't care. I take it. You know why? Because I got tired of people kicking my ass. Now, the downside to it, though.
There's a downside?
Here's shocking. The downside. There are other cards that are integral to this. For instance, you have to have magic. Magic will, when you bring her on the field, she turns one of the other areas into limbo, which gives you one extra turn.
Okay.
So instead of six, you get seven. So it's integral because you need that one extra turn to set it up. And during the time, if you don't, you have to try to get all four of those, or at least three. If you can get Odin, Ironheart, and Wong, you're okay. So Mystique is one of those, I don't have to have you, but I like having to have you.
Does she have to be on the field or just in your deck?
She has to be on the field.
Okay.
So if you play Wong, see, the first step would be to play Wong. Get him activated.
Okay.
And don't play anything else after you play Wong if you have Mystique in your hand. Then you play Mystique the next turn. So she sees it. Oh, that's the last card you played? Okay, I'm going to copy him.
Okay.
After you put her down, then you can start populating other areas until you have your Ironheart, or you want to wait. Because in turn seven, the final card you need to play is Odin in the same spot that those four cards, those other three are, or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you use them when you have Wong and Ironheart, you are boosting the fuck out of everybody. Put it like this. At one point, I had one area had 148, another area had 117, and another area had 114. I cleared all three. My opponent barely cleared 30.
Wow.
And I have to show this to Angie. Y'all bear with me because let me see if I can do this correctly. I am an idiot. I can't show her right now.
You can text it to me.
Yeah, I'll text it to you. Trust me. When I show this to you, you're going to be like, excuse me? Oh, yeah. This is wild. Marvel Snap offers you so many different opportunities. It's not even funny. And I love it. I love it because your imagination isn't it isn't truncated, it isn't limited. And yo, yeah, there's some bastard moves too. Anytime someone kicks my ass,
okay,
I learn from it, and I want to utilize it because mm-hmm. I had no idea that using Black Panther and Artem Zola was so broken, especially if you use them with Wong.
Okay.
Because Artem Zola, it will destroy one card and then populate the other areas with that card. Now, when you play Black Panther, as soon as you play him, his power doubles. Now, put Black Panther with Wong. His shit quadruples. You play Artem Zola with Black Panther, he happens twice. So, first of all, he will take out Wong. Wong will repopulate elsewhere. Then he takes out Black Panther. He repopulates where Wong is. So now he triples, quadruples, octuples. So
he gets octuples.
He gets up there. It is nuts. It is so nuts. But make a long story short, I'm loving this journey with Marvel Snap. They have upgrades. They are bringing in more comic artists to put in specialized comic traded variants. They've been incredible. Peach Boboko had her run for a while. I got a few of her cards. Fucking mm-hmm. dope. I love it. I love it. I love it. And they're instituting more. So now you can actually have albums of cards that you have and that you don't have. Instead of having to keep going through your library, you can mm-hmm. actually set it up. They're instituting that here soon. So they're making a lot of changes. The desktop interaction is solid. I've got no complaints with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Although I just wish they would stop trying to give us cards that we don't want. I really, really do. Please stop doing that shit. Please. And Nerf Galactus. I hate that card. I lost a match because I had an area that had two areas were like 40 and 25. And the last one before he played Galactus had five. This fool played Galactus, destroyed the other two. Galactus has five. So I end up losing the match by one.
One.
Yes, one. And I was not happy about that. I almost screenshotted it, but I was like, nah, fuck it. I don't even care anymore. Again, a card I don't have. And I'm not spending $30 on that shit. And I don't have 7,000 gold to spend. Now, if you got that kind of life, good for you. I got things to do. Anyway, that is my download. So going to the saga really quickly here, my dear.
I'm watching shit. No. It's not Blur Vision. It's
no, it's like, down. Yeah. It's the saga.
It's the saga. Okay, so
yeah, she watches shit. I can't wait to get to that.
I got some, you know, of course you guys know we have a Lego store now, so you know, ever so often I will, you know, browse through
every day,
stroll through. No, not every day. It's so hard to fucking park over there.
I saw the location. I was like, wow, they really want to piss people off over there.
Did they? The fuck? So there's some things that I am looking forward to coming out. You know, the new Speed Champions come out on March 1st. And okay. There's some botanical sets that I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also a plus. Matter of fact, I'm going to work on my roses today. I got these. I was trying to get it from, you probably can't see it. Anyway, I was trying to get it from Target when it came out and that it didn't work out. Okay.
Okay.
Because Target was like sold out. They just trash, just doo-doo. Anyways, so I do have some backlog that I have been working on. I put together a lot of my sets. Like I had some Christmas sets from last year that I put together and mm-hmm. when I was sick. And I do still have like quite a few big sets.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that really quick, Angie?
I do.
That's what I was talking about. That's some bull right there. Sorry, y'all. I finally got. I'm still learning StreamYard. So bear with me. I wanted to show Angie exactly what I was talking about, and this is the this is the sauce. This
That's the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love
those, those four right there. And yes, I don't normally own goose, but goose worked out really well. So bravo to goose. Okay, so bravo. Let me stop. Oh, right. Thank you, dear. My go ahead. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry.
So at this time, you know, there's just some most of the sets that I want are not out yet. With the there's this giraffe one. I love giraffes, you guys. And
any idea when the release date is gonna be? Or
the giraffe is already out. And the rest of the things that I'm looking for are being released like throughout the year.
Okay.
So the first one that will be coming up are the new Speed Champions that come out March 1st. I think there's like a couple that come out in February, but I'm not too stoked about those. So if I get it, if I don't, What I am looking forward to is there's going to be some new Star Wars Brickheads coming out. And you know, my third husband, Darth Maul, is in that group.
Oh boy, here we go.
Okay. Here and I gotta have him. I don't have them all. Brickhead, I got Kylo, his grandpappy, and an Imperial Guard, an Imperial Trooper. I have Obi-Wan, and I have a Ahsoka Tano, I have a Tusken Raider. I think that's all of my Star Wars Brickheads. So I'm very much looking forward to Darth Maul. There's a couple other sets. There's going to be a TIE Fighter and an X-Wing set. And I realized when I was watching a video about this, I don't have an X-Wing. I mean, I have the little polypack one, but I don't have like a full-size displayable.
A larger X-Wing. Scale.
Yeah. So I got a couple of TIE Fighters. So I'm looking forward to that. And also I realized that I thought I was buying Ahsoka Tano's starship. And I actually bought the Ghost.
Oh.
Where to do that at? But anyways.
Oh, okay.
So that's another one on my list that I need to get. And then some of my recent purchases that came out on January 1st was like the roses, of course. And I got the Spider-Man helmet bust or whatever. For the for those, you really can't call them a helmet. So, but I got Spider-Man and I put Spidey together, and he's not up here in my office with my, you know, with my two, you know, I have Wolverine's claw, and then I have the two Infinity Gauntlets, the Nano Gauntlet and the Infinity Gauntlet, and then I have most of the Star Wars helmets.
Pretty impressive collection, by the way. Pretty impressive, y'all. She ever takes a picture and shows y'all instead of being all stingy about it. Take a damn picture and show it.
It may happen. It may happen. Shit. It may. It just might. So, so yeah, that is my saga.
All right. Y'all, my saga, I apologize because I was dealing with some physical issues. I haven't been able to stream as much as I would like, but I will be getting back into it. In fact, I will be streaming from here on out every Sunday at 8 p.m. So if I don't stream, more than likely, there's a life situation going on or I have a prior engagement. My saga, I'm looking to expand a little bit more. So I've been talking with other Twitch streamers about improving upon my stream to make it a little bit better. Not so much more fancy, but what else I can do to make it more fun for those who have continued to support me. As of late, I believe I hit 400 subscribers.
Yay.
Yeah, right? I didn't think I'd ever get to this point. I know people who are still breaking, trying to get over 10 or 15. I'm like, y'all, don't worry about the number. Honestly, the number is just the people that want to check you out. But put in the work and say, hey, I have a Twitch stream, and create content that they can come back and check out. I'm still waiting for the folks at Explosum to come out with the second installment of Cyanide and Happiness. We haven't talked about this previous year. I did talk about this. I got to meet the developers in person, and they recognized me before I saw them, and they want me to platform their second installment on my stream. So they're going to come through. It's going to repeat itself again. So I'm excited about that whenever it happens. And it's also opened up more doors. So y'all just stay tuned for anything else further with the stream. I'm just trying to be more consistent and work on just making it more welcoming, making the Blur de Sac a lot more fun. And someone laughed at me, said, why do you call it the Blur de Sac? I said, technically, I call it it's a cul-de-sac. So once you get in there, there's really nowhere other place for you to go. Just chill. And it's for blurs and blurs and nerds. So it's a Blur de Sac. And he's like, dude, if I could have told you what I was thinking. Like, I don't want to know what you were thinking, because that means you were just going to be disgusting and I'd have to punch you in the face. So let bygones be bygones. And I don't want to scar my knuckles, you know, expressing myself.
Scar your knuckles. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not a violent person. I'm not a violent person, but I will defend what I believe and the people that I love.
Support and defend.
Thank you.
I hear you.
I agree with that one. But that is my saga for now. So just stay tuned for Ms. Angie and my saga. So let's go to the blurred vision, y'all.
And you were saying before.
I busted out laughing. I'm like, wait. And then I stopped and thought about it. I said, that makes sense.
Not anything that's like blurred related. So, I tried to watch the new Batman.
You mean the latest one?
The latest one.
Oh, you couldn't pay me to sit down and watch any of those anymore. I can't. Sorry. Angie's better than me, y'all. Maybe you are better than me. I've made it vividly clear how I feel about what DC does with their properties.
I have not watched The Flash. I have not watched The Twilight Batman.
What else to call his ass? No, he's not. You're not wrong.
I would like to watch the Percy Jackson new series.
Ooh, okay.
And then there's some Star Wars stuff that I'm looking forward to. The Acolyte is coming out.
The next season of Ahsoka has been approved.
The next season of Ahsoka has been approved. The skeleton crew or ship, I can't remember. I was just watching something about it. So that's coming out. What else? The Mandalorian is going to be a live action movie.
Yes. I can't wait to see what they do. Please don't screw this up, y'all.
I don't think that they will. I think that Jon Favreau and that motherfucking name escapes me right now.
Filoni.
Dave Filoni are doing a phenomenal job. I just hope that they continue to be able to be creative without interference. You know, I don't know how many times I have to say, fuck them kids, and y'all need to make some adult content.
That's you know? Kids? Yeah, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. There was a couple of things. I sent you some screenshots. I sent you a screenshot the other day. Was it the Midnight Suns? So yeah. Moon Knight is coming back. The Midnight Suns. I was just deleting shit out of my phone, so I probably deleted it, but I'm very much looking forward to these Disney Plus shows that they have coming out. Very, 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 very excited. And I can't think of anything else. I wish that DC would continue. I wish we would get another season of, what is the dude name from Suicide Squad? The one that John Cena plays?
Oh, you're talking about, why did I just draw a blank?
I know. I still got my stuffed eagle on my desk at work that I call Eagle-y. I wish that they would get another...
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker. Yes, absolutely.
Boy, that is not an oxymoron in the DC universe.
Yes. I would like to see them go back to their animated movies because their animated movies are bomb.
Oh, yeah. DC's animated library is untouched.
Another thing that I wish that they would do is I wish they would go back and pull DC away from Max and put their content back with the comic books.
You are not the first person that I have heard say that, because I don't have Max, so I don't...
It gets lost. It gets lost when they had their own DCEU where you had access to all of the comics and all of their, you know, animated content, as well as some of the live action movies. It was easier to get updates. It was easier to know what was going on. I feel like on this multi-platform Max that the DC content teams, you know, tends to get lost.
Yeah. Lost in the shuffle because there are other things that seem to take precedence or should have more attention put on them. Yeah, and I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right either.
Yes. So,
and it's stupid that you have a platform that massive, but it's so big. It's like Netflix. It's so big that good stuff gets lost because they want you to pay attention to the shitty stuff.
Right.
I don't feel like doing research trying to find a show, and you got it buried underneath these 7 or 8 other movies that were trash to begin with. Tubi.
What you're not gonna do is trash Tubi, because I know you just relayed some important information to me, but that is my guilty pleasure. And those Tubi movies, although the network or the streaming service owner itself or himself is not a person of color, they do offer quite a bit of content that we would not normally see. Like where else will we see some of these, you know, Z budget movies that people must have wrote out on some toilet paper and then decided to shoot with a damn iPhone? I don't know, but I love it regardless.
I could not honestly, because we have so many creative minds, so many creative blurred minds, and there are platforms opening up for them to use that. And I know people want to make it big, and that's great, but I can't support somebody who has a platform that kind of sees us as secondhand citizens a lot of times because we don't follow their philosophy. I'm sorry. It's just me. As I remember when Fox Network came out, they started with Black content. The majority of the shows on Fox when it first came out were Black shows. And then when they got us there, what happens? They just started filtering out the good shows and started replacing it with stuff that was subpar. I was like, okay. And then I saw it again.
I remember it a little bit differently. I remember the Tracy Ullman show. I remember The Simpsons, which is still on, by the way.
The Simpsons are never going to die, okay?
You know, and I was
Bart a 95-year-old kid.
You know, married with children. I mean, early Fox gave us some classics.
They did. But
I'm struggling to remember something Black that came on. Now, what was that Rock, other show?
We had Rock and Living Color.
The Up Network. UPN?
It was UPN.
Nah, UPN was the one that did the fucking bait and switch on us. For real.
I stopped watching UPN quick. I was just like, no. But all I can say is I don't want good content being lost in the sauce, like you said, with Max. I never had Max. I honestly have never had a desire. I've actually started scaling back on a lot of my streaming content, mm-hmm. streaming services, because mm-hmm. I don't use them. Mm-hmm. YouTube is my go-to.
Okay.
At least I know I can watch stuff and I can enjoy Netflix. A reason why I'm holding on to Netflix is because they're going to be releasing the next season of Squid Games here soon. And
I haven't even finished the first season. Oh. Trash. I know. Trash.
Oh, come on. I need you to finish that. Yo. That final episode of the first season will make you just go, bitch, are you serious? If y'all have seen Squid Games, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm begging Angie, please finish watching it. Please.
I'm going to try.
And I'm still waiting for my next season of Hellbound, because first one, oof, goodness, that was wild. But I'm like, Angie, I really haven't been watching a whole lot. I've been focusing on my anime, which mm-hmm. is so freaking dope. I don't know. The anime game has just been jumping by leaps and bounds.
Listen, Sydney is all in. Both feet, both hands. Like, she literally will Mom, I gotta tell you about this anime I saw. And it's just incredible to listen and to watch her and Dylan discuss anime. Dylan just talk about some, oh, Mom, I just saw this show. And Sydney's like, oh, that's one of my favorite shows. What do you mean it's one of your...
Wait a minute. First of all, for those who don't know, how old is Sydney?
Seven, and she asked me for a Crunchyroll subscription.
Oh no!
David was like, "Hell no!" I was like, "Well, maybe I could put, you know, can you put parental, restrictions on?" He was like, "Absolutely not! Nope. She better get her ass on fucking Hulu and YouTube and watch what the fuck she can. She ain't ready." I was like, she not ready, David? He was like, nah, she ain't ready. No, you ain't ready.
No, that's a rabbit hole she's not ready for. Because yeah. Crunchyroll will take you down a rabbit hole for sure. So, yeah, no. No, I want her to stay as pure and innocent as possible. Because when the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. But I'm still trying to get Angie into anime, y'all. I'm trying. I'm determined. I'm going to find a series that she can check out and will not make her brain deactivate. But that's my ongoing mission. But I'm not watching really anything mm-hmm. spectacular. Echo was just released. And for
I
all
saw
of it,
that.
I want to see it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to hold you. I want to see it.
What's the precursor to Echo? Because I have not watched that.
There wasn't one. The closest would be Daredevil, because it was talking, because Kingpin's in it.
No, weren't they talking about Hawkeye? Was she mentioned? Am I mixing my genres up? Give me 1 second.
Well, because I haven't even watched Hawkeye either. So I don't know. Again, this, yes.
Or maybe it's the Marvels. I want to see that, but they have gotten trash reviews. And, you know, I'm not one to believe other people, but...
Everybody that I've talked to has enjoyed the Marvels. And the make it so bad that most... And I found out that most of the folks who gave it trash reviews were those of the napkin generation. And I was like, wow. Okay. Or misogynists. Stop. Okay, you have a powerful all-female cast, diverse, mm-hmm. can perform. And I haven't seen it yet because I was trying to get to the theaters, but I got sick, so I couldn't go see it.
Yeah, me too.
But from the clips that I have seen...
Ooh, I got some free passes.
Oh, we need to do this. Wait, it's not in the theater anymore.
That's okay. I still got free passes.
We got our way in, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll find something to watch.
We'll figure out some shit. We'll wait for it to come out on Disney Plus, and we'll be able to check it out together. Yo, because I want to see it. Everybody I've talked to has enjoyed it. And from the clips that I've seen, it's been phenomenal. But it's just kind of hard to find anything. I want to watch Echo, but like I've done with other shows before, it's not time. It's not time for me to watch it, because if I try to watch it and I'm not mentally ready, I'll walk away from it. And it'll be a while before I jump back into it. I've done that with a number of series and animes. So, but we'll see what 2024 brings. I think it's going to be some potentials and stuff. Anything of note from the world of television and movies before we move on?
I can't think of anything that I had to say. Oh, you need to see this shit. Not a damn thing.
Gotcha.
Well, okay. Someone sent me a text and asked me had I watched that Netflix movie. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
I never thought I would say that's a general question, but that's a very general question.
No. They actually said the name of the movie. I got to just go back and see what it is. Rebel Moon. And my only reply was, I have not.
I saw the movie poster for that. I was like,
It's on Netflix.
Okay, I'm mad to check. I wasn't, because I don't know why I saw Rebel Moon. The first thing I thought of is that a Star Wars property?
Well, see, the thing about it is the writers and the producers did shop it around to be a Star Wars saga, a Star Wars story, but not related to any of the current stories. So it would have been like a new line of characters, a new story arc, everything. Star Wars turned it down. Disney turned it down. I want to say DC turned it down.
Wow.
Because they felt like, from what I read, I haven't watched it, but from what I read, it was like the story just felt like it was retelling stories that we've already heard, seen. So.
Well, it looks like, from what I've seen, it looks like it was inspired by Star Wars film. So there is definitely some elements in there. Right. So now I want to check it out. I really want to check it out. Okay. So if y'all have any suggestions for Miss Angie and myself to check out, and you really want to know how we feel about it, please comment. Let us know. Send us a message. Let us know how everything's go. Even though it's Spotify for podcasters, we can still receive messages and things like that. So definitely hit us up. All right, so really quickly, 2023
was ass.
It was an absolute dumpster fire in a lot of ways. Good gosh. So there were some good points from the year. Trying to recall. I'm just kidding.
There was the brawl in Alabama.
Yo.
I think that just made my day. When I actually thought it was like a skit or something when I first got up that morning and saw it, you know, and I actually watched pretty much all of the first video that was posted by someone from who was on a barge that was still on the water. None of the videos from people who were actually on, you know, on the shore, the side, the pier with everyone else, but. You know, that was a highlight. You know, any of you that have not seen it, the young man or the gentleman with the chair, the infamous chair.
At this point, if y'all ain't seen this, I'm really wondering where you was, because everybody was talking about it. The actor and the writer strike. It came. They did their thing. They did their thing. So definitely much shout out and praise to all the writers and the actors who stood by their guns and just said, fuck the system, because these movie and TV companies need to stop thinking that they can just continue to make money off the backs of these folks' creativity and you don't compensate them. That's with anything. It's like if I ask Angie, hey, can you make me 17 shirts with this logo on it? And she gives me a price, but I only give her part of the money. What? What the fuck? First of all, what she decides to say to me,
and then say, and then tell me, well, the shirts didn't sell. So even though you sold all fucking 17, the shirts didn't sell well. So I'm not gonna pay you.
That is the stupidest shit in the world, and that is what our actors and writers are, and anyone in that industry are going through. And these executives give themselves these massive bonuses when you ain't do shit. You ain't do a motherfucking thing. You did not support them. You didn't even try and use your influence to come to the table and says, hey, they're making a point. We need to be able to make more stuff, but we need to make sure they're paid. Nah, somebody, a bunch of thumbs at a boardroom. I swear. And that's my thing now. If you look like a criminal, you're a thumb. If you look worse than a thumb, you're a big toe. Okay. So if you hear me say that from time to time, yes, because I've been watching a lot of crime and true crime stuff. And they show the mugshot. I'm like, damn, you look like a thumb, just for real. I don't even care. Male or female, it doesn't matter. If you're a fuck up, you're a fuck up. Just accept that. The con season was interesting because due to the strikes going on, there were a lot of appearances that were canceled. There were a lot of movies and features that came out that did not get the advertising. Blue Beetle didn't get the advertising it deserved.
I told you what happened with Blue Beetle. You don't want to believe.
Okay, what happened with Blue? See, now you don't mention it, so now I want to know. So what's up?
I feel like people were confusing Blue Beetle with Marvel content.
Holy shit. You are the third person that have said that to me. The third person. See, this is when you realize people are not aware and they don't ask questions. They just go into it with what limited knowledge they have.
Because when I hear Blue Beetle, I think Ant-Man. Boom.
And see, that's not cool, though. And it's like, it's funny. But then again, DC, we talked about this before. DC is not known for putting out other characters. They put the same ones up all the time. So when they bring somebody new into the fold, nobody has a freaking clue. Remember when Shazam first came out?
Yeah, you got to work us up. You got to put him in. You got to do like how Marvel does, because you got to be it like a walkthrough or something. Some type of small mention, accolade, so that we can know who in the fuck.
Exactly. Like,
where this Blue Beetle, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
And if you're like me and you're a comic fan, you're excited for it because you know the content. Right. You know the source material. Right. But someone like Angie, who doesn't.
I know who the fuck Blue Beetle is. He was in one of the animated movies.
That's true.
Very briefly. Not the original one, but.
Mm-hmm. Again, let me correct that. You are aware of the content.
Right.
But the first thought process when you saw Blue Beetle or anyone is like, Ant-Man. Okay. There's lack of explanation. There's a lack of an origin story that's incorporated into the fold, because the Justice League was more than just the same heroes they put out. Sure, you look at Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. You have heroes from all over the fucking world. But you focus on the same ones? We're still waiting on our John Stewart, you bastards. I'm still waiting on my John Stewart. Where are we going to get John Stewart? Okay. We're going to get Elongated Man. We're going to get Plastic Man. We're going to get Hawk Girl. When are we going to get Vixen? When are we going to get all of these characters who have had an impact that
you
a
have
lot
to
of people
remember? I mean, DC give us shit like the Weasel. Kite Man. Condiment Man. Should I go on? No?
Polka Dot okay. Man.
Polka Dot fucking Man. Come on. And let's not forget their villain, Starro. The hell?
Starro.
I'm still having nightmares.
I'm so mad because Starro is... They made Starro to look like a joke. And in the comics, Starro and Eclipso were two villains that scared the crap out of everybody. But I saw Starro, I was like, y'all made him look like he came off the Bozo the Clown show. why does this nigga look like he was? He's fresh off of AI. This don't, no. And of course nobody's going to take that shit seriously. Nobody is. But y'all put a lot of work into, well, Suicide Squad, for the most part, actually helped with character development for specific characters.
Did it.
They, and you know, when you got Peacemaker, a lot of people gravitated to Peacemaker, and truth be told, John Cena did that shit. So I will give them their props on Peacemaker. Not like I would.
I hated his ass.
All of us did. I still can't stand him. But someone's like, you should watch the Peacemaker show. Why?
But I love the show. I love the show because it was unlike anything else that was on, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm a sucker for a villain or anti-hero, however you mm-hmm. want to wrap that shit up, however you yes. want to fucking wrap it up,
yes.
you know, that and then you. It shattered our initial thoughts of Peacemaker from the movie because, you know, we all thought he was a racist piece of shit. Until we found out that that was his programming, his upbringing. And even when he began to realize that, hey, all of this shit that my dad has been putting in me, pitting me against my brother, all of this racist shit,
mm-hmm.
it's just not, that's not how I feel. You know, but a lot of times people can't help their upbringing and it's hard to shake yeah. when this is something that you've known all of your life. But it was great to see him progress. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I will eventually give it a try. I'm just not ready. just not ready. I gotta make sure I put on my big boy drawers.
Thing.
Put on my big boy drawers. The year 2023 had its ups and had its downs.
Mm-hmm.
But to everyone who made it through, I'm glad you're here. And we lost some folks along the way. You know, they transitioned, you know, they've gone up, they've gone to meet the Lord, and those seasons are done, but they were blessings. So if you are still sad, we ask you, please don't be sad for long. Please be joyous because they did what they were supposed to do for you. And it was their time.
Mm-hmm.
2024 is going, I honestly, in my heart, I believe 2024 is going to be a stellar year for everybody, content creators, podcasters. And I think social media is going to start getting some shocks to the system because people are getting tired of seeing the same old dramatic mm-hmm. Reactive BS that's been going out here. And I know folks are tired because everyone I talk to is tired about it. You know, they like the content that they see, like what Angie and I create and other podcasters, Blurred Acorn, you know, Blurred's Eye View, the Honey Cocoa podcast, Blurred Spot podcast, all of them. It's positive content that people are craving because they're starting to get desensitized to all of the fight videos, the prank videos, the reactions to, let me tell you about my date. Oh my gosh. She's like, let me tell you about this heifer. She just did. I don't care about that anymore. I never cared about it before in the first place, but that shouldn't have been the standard in the first place. You know, Angie and I, when we created Blurred Acorn Speaks, we wanted to create an alternative to what's out there along with the other alternatives that are out there where you can mm-hmm. sit down and listen to a discussion between two blurreds of two different upbringings, but still have the same passions. And we could talk about different things. We don't always agree. That's one of the great things about us. We don't agree on everything. Great. But she provides a perspective on things that I may not have seen mm-hmm. and vice versa. And in turn, this gives that education to y'all. And we listen for y'all and say, what do you think? And that's what is, I think that's where it's going. Honestly, that's the direction I think is going. Do you think mm-hmm. so, Angie?
I got to think about that.
It's going to take a little more research.
I got to think about that a little bit more. Okay. I don't like to, as far as, you know, the upcoming year, I don't know. I don't like to jinx myself.
then just have a positive attitude.
That's what I'm trying to do. That I'm trying not to be. I'm trying not to be such a pessimist.
It's,
kind but I gotta of, think. I gotta think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta put some more thought. Not necessarily research. I gotta put some more thought into that.
Gotta put some more stank on it. Okay.
Let's table that for.
Okay. That'll be a later topic down the line.
Yeah, but we can open up the next podcast with that.
Okay. All right. And with that being said, let us know what you thought of 2023. What were your positives? What were your negatives? What did you take from it? And what are you looking forward to 2024? With that being said, this is come to the end of another episode of the Blurred Corn Speaks podcast with Miss Angie and myself. So, Miss Angie, you wonderful, amazing, fantastic person. Can you show them? Well, let's do this. There we go. Whoop. All right, let's put you up on the stage. All right, where can they find you, my dear?
Miss Angie the Foodie, MISANGEEDA Foodie on Instagram. And that's probably the only place I'm going to accept y'all.
Wow.
Only because my kids are on my personal page.
Gotcha.
Let's keep it
clean and keep it streamlined.
Well, you know, she does have another parent. So I have to take her other parent into consideration and also her privacy. When she decides that she wants to be on social media and put all her face and business out, she can do that. So
fair enough.
We are collectively together, Blurred Corn Speaks Podcast on Instagram. And when you are interacting with anyone on our Instagram page, that is me.
Oh my gosh.
That is me. And for those of you who are waiting to be your friend's request to be accepted, yeah, me and Martel are going to eventually getting around to going through the list.
Yeah, and we humbly and vehemently apologize.
We do.
We're doing better. We're trying to get better about it. Yeah. And we're also going to be bringing on guests through the course of the year. So
I had someone hit me up to co-host with us. But
ooh, okay. I'm curious and excited.
I don't mean to be a gatekeeper. I just really don't think he have like the blurred knowledge. I think he just wants to be on a podcast.
Let's break this down real quick, guys.
We'll bet it. We'll bet him a little bit more. He listens, so I don't want to get too deep. We'll have a sidebar about that later.
I'm happy with sidebars because they come with beverages, yeah. So I'm fine with that.
Montel ass is everywhere. We do have a Twitch page.
Yes.
Well, somebody asked me about our Twitch page. Just like, y'all, you ain't got no videos. Like, nigga.
We are getting better about that. So don't come for us. Okay. We trying. Do not come for us. But we are trying our best to make it a little bit more do more with the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Provide more, talk more, mm-hmm. bring more people here, have those mm-hmm. amazing discussions, because Angie and I still have a lot to talk about, and we want to have a fulfilling discussions. Mm-hmm. So me, it's simple. That's where you can find me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hard to find. I'm on Navy Montel across all social media platforms. I did make the plunge. So I just
TT. Oh, TikTok. I am not on TikTok.
No, you're fine. But yeah, stay on that side. I promise you, you're better off. Your skin is shinier, and you're
so crazy.
You can stand straighter because you are not on there. God bless you. I appreciate that. Y'all can find me on across all social media, including Twitch under Navy Montel. You can even type in Navy Montel on Facebook now, and I made that change. So
okay,
I'm trying to streamline everything. I'm trying to make sure that people can find me, just like you can find Angie. Mm-hmm. But with that, you guys, thank y'all so much for continuing to support us. 2024 is going to be phenomenal, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Okay. So in the meantime,
okay.
So as I tell all you beautiful people on my side, please stay nerdy, stay geeky, and stay sexy.
And I want to tell y'all, y'all need to continue to wash y'all nasty ass hands and stay out of people's face.
Especially like, now.
You don't need to be in kissing distance to talk to me. Don't fucking stand over me. You know what I'm saying? And if you sick, stay your ass home. Period.
There's a vetting process to get that close.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a vetting process.
And to whoever the motherfucker is that brought COVID into our office, fuck you.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Come on now. Y'all could bring cookies. You could bring...
I'm not bringing them motherfuckers no cookies.
Don't hold
they
back.
Had us down. We was down bad. Down bad.
No, I was saying...
Some people miss 2 to 3 weeks of work because of this.
Wow. I'm saying no. I was saying you can bring cookies, you can bring cakes. Don't bring COVID.
Yeah. If you are sick, stay home. Even if it's a little sniffle, stay your ass at home. Period.
And even better, if you're sick,
I have spoken.
Don't try to work. All right. You guys have a good one. Bye-bye.